Rosh Hashanah. I want to spend some time on the Musaf. I'll tell you a Zvart that I told this Zvart recently to the Baal Musaf in Chaim Berlin, who's actually this year for the first time, I don't think he's coming. He's actually not coming this year. He had Corona, and he doesn't want to come. He wants to take a year off because of the situation. So I had a conversation with him not that long ago. He did a very big toelis. He recorded this year. It's a 5-hour recording. He recorded the entire Nusach HaTfilah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, Kol Nidrei, everything from beginning to end, every single word, every nuance, every melody, every note. It's magnificent. It's broken down into little bits and pieces. If anyone wants it, every single section. And it turned out to be an incredible Hashgacha Pratis, because this year in the yeshiva, there's going to be a proliferation of minyanim. Because of the situation, everyone is being splintered into many different groups, many different this, that. And a lot of people have to learn the Nusach HaTfilah very fast. And the fact that this recording was made it wasn't made for Corona. It was done, I think even mostly was already finished before Corona started. It's an incredible Hashgacha Pratis that it's available for the people who need it from this Chevra, this Chevra who are familiar with his particular Nusach, grew up with this. And it's an incredible Hashgacha Pratis. So I was speaking to him and I told him this Vart. It's a very simple Vart. In the Hinani, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to daven the Musaf, you say the words, Hinani He'ani Mimas. Give me one moment to turn to the right page. I want to read you the words inside. The Hinani Tefillah in general, we're going to talk about that in more detail, is a very unique Tefillah. Where do you have a Nusach where the Shliach Tzibur himself gets up in front of the Tzibur and is mispalel that he should be successful in leading the tefillah? It's very unique. You don't have this on any other day of the year, at least not in public. And it's also very fascinating how there are many minhagim in Klal Yisrael, what the Shliach Tzibur says out loud and what he says quietly. And there's no moment in the entire liturgy, the entire year, like those moments when the entire tzibur is just sitting quietly, doing nothing, waiting, knowing the shliach tzibur is quietly saying words and no one hears. It's a very spooky moment. Now, it's not true for everyone, because there are definitely many kehilas where the Shliach Tzibur reads out loud every single word in the Hinani prayer. I'm fumbling here in the pages in the Machzor to try to find it, because I'm not concentrating. Give me one moment, please. Shachris Shneyamim Musaf. No, I'm still in Shachris, that's why. I'm fumbling here. It takes such a long time for me to turn to the right page. Okay, here it is. Hinani, here I am, he'ani mimas, impoverished, a poor man, mimas of deeds, not in money, a poor man of ma'asim tovim, nirash v'nifchad, two expressions of fear, I am trembling, and frightened from the pachad Yeshev Tilois Yisrael. So, I mean, almost every single Baal Tefillah we've heard, they say these words nice and loud. They say it nice and loud, everyone listens, and then they go on to recite the entire thing from beginning to end. There are a lot of stories of Gedolei Yisrael who daven Musaf, and they did not say these words. They skipped these words. What gave them the license to skip these words, I do not know. We ordinarily do not play around with the Nusach HaTfilah. Every word in Nusach HaTfilah is sacred. And even though we're not holding on a high, exalted level that we feel that we're entitled to say the words, it doesn't matter. You generally don't tamper with the words of the Nusach, even though you feel that they're outdated or they don't apply to you. For some reason, these words does not sit well with a lot of people. I am nirash. To say he'ani mi ma'as, that's a piece of cake. No one should have any trouble saying those words. I never saw a person say, you know, I can't say these words. I cannot say he'ani mi ma'as. I am poor from good deeds. You know who I am? You know how much chesed I've done this year? How much tzedakah? Do you know what a great Talmud Chacham I am? I can't say these words. How can I say these words? I can't say the words, honey. I'm just too great for these words. I've never, ever heard such insanity in my whole life. Okay? So that we don't have to worry about. But this I've heard many times. The next words of nirash, v'nifchad, mipachad, yoyeshev tilos Yisrael, I am terrified and I am frightened from the dread of God who sits above the praises of the Jewish people. There were many Gedolei Yisrael that said, I am not saying those words because that's an outright lie. I, unfortunately, do not have Yirah Shemayim. I do not have anything near the Yirah Shemayim that I should to be worthy of saying those words. And I'm not going to start off the davening with a big, outrageous lie. I'm not going to get up there on the Yom HaDin in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the whole shul, and make a declaration that is so outrageously false. No way! I'm sorry, I don't care, I'm not doing it. And indeed, there are many people, there are many, I can't give you names, but you've heard this over the years, refused to say these words publicly. To say, Nirash v'nifchad mipachad yeshev tilos Yisrael. Mayor, would you say these words if you're the Shlich Tzibur? I'm putting you on the spot. Mayor, if you were the Shlich Tzibur, the Baal Musaf, would you say this?
Yeah, I'm afraid to be a Shlich Tzibur. I would say
that's
that.
Not what it says. That's not what it says. Okay.
I would only say there's Shana Begadni in all the editions. I would say quietly. No one's business but my Avera.
So what can we say, Rabbi? I'll tell you the answer. The answer is the Aruch Scroll should really translate the words as follows. Hineni he'ani mimas, I'm impoverished from good deeds. Nirash v'nifchad, I should be. They should just add a few words into the English translation. Nirash v'nifchad. I should be nirash and nifchad mipachad yeshev tilos Yisrael. That's what I should be. Am I? No, I'm not. You should not say this havkavana as a statement that I am, because that in a chanami would be an outrageous lie. But I should be. I really should be nirash v'nifchad mipachad yeshev tilos Yisrael. Obviously, the minhag Yisrael today is to say it. And in fact, I think today if you don't say it, it looks like gaiva. Okay, today it's a different generation
gaiva and false modesty.
Right, no, it's because since the gedolim in the previous generations didn't say it, so now if you're gonna say, oh, if the gedolim didn't say it, so I'm not going to say it. Oh, you think you're like the Gedolim? Yeah, you think you're on the Madrega of the Gedolim from 200 years ago? You really think you're on that Madrega that you're worthy of not saying it? You think that's what you're holding? So today it doesn't go. Today you're not going to find, you'll not find a rabbi if you have a Baal Musaf that comes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I want to daven, I'm the Baal Musaf, but do you mind, is it okay with you that I don't say these words? It's very hard for me to believe that there will be any Orthodox rabbi who would tell a Baal Musaf, yeah, you can skip the words. You don't skip the Gedolim of the previous generations who skipped those words because they were worthy to skip the words. For us, it's just lip service anyway. So for us, we have to basically translate the words in our minds is that I really should. That's my aspiration. That's my goal. That's what we're yearning for. Halavai, halavai, we should be on a madrega one day where we should be nirash v'nifchat mipachad yeshev tilois Yisrael.
This actually would be the year.
I think it's only a metaphor, like somebody signs ani hakatan. The big rabbanim, because ani hakatan. Who are you?
Who are you? Exactly. So
it's the same. In any, ani mimas, ich bin gornisht. Ani lemase gornisht.
That's easy.
Comparing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol Ma'as. He does so many chasadim. Even my chasadim.
Okay, you're saying a twist. Your twist is, it's a little, your twist is just as good as my twist. I should. You're manipulating the words a little bit. Like me also. We should be. You're giving a more lumnisha twist. Hashem is the Gadol Mimas. All right. The bottom line is, we don't play games today. I remember I once went to a Levaya, and they said about a woman, and she come every Rosh Chodesh benching. Birchas Rosh Chodesh. And it said, Chayim shel oysher v'chavot. So they said in her hesped, she could not bring herself to say, oysher v'chavot. How could you be mispalled to Hashem that Yeshev Ashirus and Kavoit? She couldn't bring herself, so she skipped it. And I was at the Levaya, and I thought to myself, you know, you're right, okay, it's very, and what about everyone else? Everyone else, there are a lot of very holy tzaddikim that lead the tefillah, they all say it. So, I mean, okay, it's a very nice thing. She felt she can't say it. Obviously, it's not what it means. When it says oisher, oisher means a zehu oshir hasoymeach b'chelkoi. You have a year where you're happy with what you have. A zehu mechubod ha-mechabei des abriyos. The ikur kovoid is to give someone else kovoid. You should have opportunities to be mechabed other people. It doesn't mean I should win the Nobel Peace Prize. That's not what it means. It's not what it means. Oysher v'chavod. I should be rich as Trump, and Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. That's not what it means. It means ezel osher hasoymeach b'chelkai, ezel mechubot hamechabed. So we don't tamper with the words. Just because we do not understand what the words mean, if Chazal instituted these words should be said, we say the words. In Hineni today, Tavshin Pei Aleph, there aren't people, not that I am aware of, that are such lofty madregos where they can just go skip words. If this is the nusach, this is the nusach. It's not fitting for you. It's not true. No one else is new. So it's not true. So you have to be the Rav Kalman and have a sophisticated interpretation to the miyashiv the words, or say like what I want to say is the nirash v'nifchat. I should be. Halavai the nirash v'nifchat, halavai the day should be when I should be afraid, mipachad yashev tilois Yisrael. Okay, that's one point. Now, the rest of the nusach is a very beautiful nusach, and there are different minhagim. Most shuls, if I'm not mistaken, many of the Baalei Tefillah recite at least part of it quietly. And it's amazing. The psychological effect is real, is awesome. We live in a world today that if there's one moment of quiet, you literally can lose your mind. There's no downtime at all today. Everything that we do in the world, whether it's davening, whether it's if you go watch a video online and there's 1 second where there's a technical difficulty and there's just nothing happening, you go crazy. There's no downtime for the shliach tzibur. To be reciting the nusach, hinini, and then all of a sudden and everyone's listening to his, does he have a loud voice? Does he have a low voice? A melodious voice, deep voice, sweet voice? They're right away trying to cheshben, what is the davening going to be like? They're making all these calculations, right? Everything is going on in the back of your mind. All of a sudden, it's quiet. Wait a minute. Why is he quiet? What is he doing? What is he thinking? What is he saying? It's very jarring. It's that itself is an amazing effect which opens you up to the tefillah. It's a real shake-up. when all of a sudden there's silence and the Baal Tefillah is just thinking and thinking and he's davening and who knows what he's saying. It's by design there should be quiet in order to shake up the audience by wondering what is really going on in his mind. There's an incredible power behind that. I feel bad for those shuls where the Shliach Tzibur, he says every single word. They're paying him. They're paying him for the chazanis. They want to hear. Everywhere you make a cheshbon, there's approximately 1,820 words in the Nusach of Musaf. Figure out what part of the Nusach has those 1,820 words. The same number of words in the Haggadah and the same number of times Hashem's name appears in Tanakh. Hashem's name appears in Tanakh exactly 1,820 times, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And supposedly, there's exactly 1,820 words in the Haggadah, and there's exactly 1,820 words in the Nusach of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Three things that have exactly that number. Now, that number has been challenged, because it appears there's more than 1,820, more like 1,823, 22. I don't know. You have to be ma'ayin exactly how many shemos there are in the Torah, in Tanakh. Understand what that number means. And the nusach HaTzfilah is not the same by everyone. And the nusach HaTzfilah of the Haggadah is also not the same by everyone. So take that with a grain of salt. But there's no question about it. That is a very close range between these three things. Hashem's name in Tanakh, Hashem's the number of words in Musaf, and the number of words in the Haggadah. It's a very beautiful tefillah, this hineni. It seems that for some reason, I don't know why, the one thing everyone says out loud, not everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but there is one thing they say, the Yigar, it's more mystical. The most mystical part of the tefillah, they scream out loud in most places, where it says,
B'satan.
V'yigar b'satan. Me'ashem v'sigar b'satan leval yas tineni. Now we have here our resident Baal Musaf, Rav Kalman, tell us, what, when you daven Musaf, what was your minhag? What did you do for Hineni? Did you say the entire Hineni out loud?
Which one?
The Hineni, when you daven Musaf. You daven Musaf.
Part of it.
What?
Part of it.
Part of Yisraelam.
My chataim, I say it quietly. and the rest of it is loud, very loud.
Very loud.
This one especially. I tell you one story. My father-in-law, Zichron Levracha, he was from the previous generation, and he said that he davened in a shul, and there was a choir. The chazan was not in a shul, and the choir said, "Where is the in Yiddish? Who is the chazan? Where is the chazan?" And the door opens, and he says, "Hineni, here I am," and he walks to the bima, and he continues to say the whole thing. It was such a show.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that also someplace.
Now look, there's a lot to talk about this hineni. Now, there's one thing I'll just tell you, my little vart. I told this to the Baal Musaf. It's awesome. It's awesome. I told this to the Baal Musaf. This person's been doubting Musaf for 25 years. And I told him this, but he told me he never heard this. And he likes it. He says there's something to it. What is the Vart? It says here in the very beginning, Bossi, I come, la'amoy, to stand, u'lishanin lefanecha, and supplicate before you, al amcha Yisrael, and for the entire Jewish nation, asher shalachuni. Excuse me? Let's say you're davening this year in an outdoor minyan. I would ordinarily say in the basement somewhere, but this year there are a lot of outdoor minyanim. But let's say you're davening this year in an outdoor minyanim for 12 people. You're going to say that you represent the entire Klal Yisrael? Al Amecha Yisrael? Asher Shalachuni, who have sent me, excuse me, the only one who sent you to the Amun is yourself. Because you want to daven. You want an opportunity to daven. And Al Amcha Yisrael, really? There are 15 million Jews out there in Klal Yisrael, today at least. And you're only davening, you're only representing 12 of them. And who even says the 12 people are even listening to you? They're thinking about other things. You sing Al Amcha Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael? My high. So I wanted to suggest is that, yeah, a shliach tzibur on the Yomim Noiroyim is not davening for 12 people. He's davening for the entire Klal Yisrael. The 12 people, 10 people, I'm with 10 people, is just a hechatimsa. It's just a condition that you need to trigger the ability to be the shliach tzibur for the entire Klal Yisrael. I elaborate upon this in a few moments, a little bit more, to bring out this idea. But I just want to, the Baal Musaf, ordinarily, a Baal Musaf, a Baal Shachas, someone today daven Shachas for Shachas. Slichas, no. What is he? He's davening, he represents the people in the audience. You have a shul, you have 20 people, 30 people, 50 people, 100 people. Slichas, you have a chevra, whoever's davening slichas, he is the leader. He is the leader. Is he davening for them? We could talk about that. Is he just helping them? He's not. He's just the leader, but he's not really davening for them. Each one is davening for themselves. How does all of this work? I don't know. But one thing appears to be simple. In a regular, ordinary Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv, the Baal Tefillah is not representing the entire Klal Yisrael. He's representing at most, his chevra, and maybe not even that. Maybe everyone is really davening by themselves, and he's just there to be moitzi anyone who doesn't know how to daven, anyone who doesn't know how to read the words. So here I am, I'll say the words, you answer amen, and by me saying the words, you answer amen, it's as if you daven, but I'm not doing anyone here any favors. I'm not representative of anyone special. That may be very true when it comes to a Baal Tefillah the entire year, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Baal Tefillah, he is representing the entire Klal Yisrael is resting on his shoulders. The entire, the achrayos, the responsibility to be a Baal Tefillah on the Yom Neron, you are representing the entire Klal. This audience behind you is just your ticket in order to represent the whole Klal Yisrael. And it says it beferish here in the Nusach HaTfilah. Bossi, I come, la'amoyed to stand, u'lehischanein lefonecha, to supplicate before you, for who? Al amecha Yisrael. Not the Sibur, the whole Klal Yisrael. Asher, shilochuni, they sent me. That's right. Anyone who gets into this position has been commissioned by the entire Klal Yisrael. Okay, and then it goes on to read about all the averos the person did. And then the end is a very beautiful Yehi Ratzon, which is a bit controversial, because the Yehi Ratzon talks about the Malachim. At the end, Yehi Ratzon b'lefanach Hashem Hashem Elokeav Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanera, Kel Elyon, Eke Asher Eke. That's spooky, to say the Shemos of Hashem, Eke Asher Eke. It's like you're pulling out the big guns. Shekol HaMalochim, the angels, Shehem Poalet Sifilos, Yovohu Sifilosi Lifnei, they shall bring my prayer, Lifnei Chisei Chivodecha, V'yofitzu Oysol Lifonecha. That's a very beautiful word. It's a very beautiful expression. V'yofitzu means they should spread it out. The Malochim should not just present my prayer. V'yofitzu. Here in the article, they translated, I like here for a change how they translated it, they shall spread it out. Lefonecha, ba'avur kol ha'tzadikim, v'ha'chasidim, v'ha'temimim, v'ha'yishadim, ba'avur kivoyt shimcha ha'gadol v'ha'nera, ki ato shomea tefilas amcha Yisrael barachamim. And at the end, we do something very interesting. A bracha. Baruch ato shomea tefilah. Now, this is very, very very strange. First of all, almost nowhere in our liturgy do we have a make-believe bracha. It's either all or nothing. You either say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shamea Tefillah, or Baruch Atah, at least Baruch Atah Hashem. If you have you have Shema Koleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shamea Tefillah. To have a half-baked bracha is something very bizarre. This is not the ordinary. And the next question is, where does it come to make a bracha? Let's say this is a bracha. What's the bracha? You're making a bracha to daven? We don't do that. You don't make a bracha to make a bracha. There's no such thing. You don't say every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvot Tzivanu Lehispalel. You gave us a command to pray, and now we're going to start davening. Moida Ani Lefanecha Melechai VeKayom. We're going to start. There's no such thing. You don't make a bracha for a bracha. So what are you doing here? And if you're going to make the bracha again. This end, the Chasima, is a revelation of what is the role of the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur, by concluding Baruch Atah Hashem Shamea Tefillah, is revealing that his role is not just to pray. His role is to be the conduit, is to be an instrument to take the tefillah of the tzibur and to bring it to Hashem. He's doing an action. We look at the Baal Tefillah during the year today, Shachris, this morning Shachris. It was the Baal Tefillah, it was the Baal Shachris. Someone davened for the Amud. What did he do? What was his purpose? So it's not clear what his purpose is. In the olden days, his purpose was more defined. There were people who did not know how to read, who literally did not know how to read. So they would listen to him read, and they would answer Amen, or maybe not even answer Amen. Who says they even know how to say Amen? Just listen to him read the blessing. So that's as if use Shomea Ke'oine. It's as if I prayed. Did the Shliach Tzibur daven to Hashem on behalf of the Tzibur? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is that really correct? Not even necessarily so.
Certainly represents.
If that is what the Shliach Tzibur does, to be let's go now to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If the Baal Musaf, if his role is to be Moitzei Acherim Yidei Chayvasan, there are people in the shul who don't know how to read, I'm going to read the words, you're going to listen, and by me reading the words, it is as if you have recited the Shemona Esrei. Then there is no way in the world the Baal Musaf can say before he begins, Baruch Atah Shomea Tefillah. It is categorically wrong to make a bracha on a bracha. If his recital of the Shemona Esrei is just there, so every single person in the shul, it should be considered as if.
I understand there's some people learning here in Koilu.
Can we have a shiur right now? I'm sorry. Oh,
sorry.
I
understand
people
learning here in
Koilu.
Yeah. Every morning? Yeah.
Maybe hold.
Yeah, by all means, you can join on the in person here.
Whoever. If the purpose of the Baal Tefillah was to be Moitzei Acherim Yidei Chayvasan, so when he's reciting the Shemona Esrei, it's as if the people in the shul are reciting the Shemona Esrei. That then you don't make a bracha. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tefillah. If the Baal Musaf is going to pray for everyone, I am going to be the one who's praying. And I'm going to pray for everyone. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. He went to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights, and he prayed, Hashem, forgive them. So that's also prayer. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha when you pray. But if your role is to take the prayers of the people and to present them to Hashem, what you're really in essence doing is you're doing an act. You are doing a maisa. It's like you're a mailman. I'm doing a physical act. I'm taking a lulav. There's a mitzvah to shake the lulav. There's a mitzvah to take this object and put it over here. It happens to be that tefillah is different. Tefillah, I'm davening to Hashem. I'm the Baal Musaf. I am praying to Hashem. But the form of my prayer is, my power is only derived from the people. I'm taking their prayer, channeling it to Hashem through my emotion, my feelings, my knowledge of the Nusach HaTzvila, but everything that is coming forth from my mouth, of my mind, is derived from the people. It's almost the opposite of what you do the whole year round. The whole year round, by me reciting the words, I'm putting the words in your mouth. The person who doesn't know how to read, so it's as if you are the one who dive into Hashem. So I'm just saying the words and you're getting the credit. Or I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to Shemaim and I'm going to be the one. I'm davening. It's my prayer. It's not their prayer. They're quiet. They don't know what's going on. These people, they're ignorant. They worship the ego. They're in a lot of trouble. I have to go rehabilitate them. I have to give them therapy. In the meantime, I'm going to daven for them. That's not what the Baal Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur does. The Baal Musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he is a conduit. He is taking the emotion, the power, the feelings of the tzibur and channeling it to Hashem. He's doing an act. He's a representative. Therefore, it does not fall in the general rule of tefillah. And that being the case, you make a bracha. The Baal Tefillah gets up and says, I'm now about to have a mission. My mission is to take your prayers and bring it to Hashem. Therefore, I'm going to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, to take your prayers and to bring them to Hashem. I'm the mailman. I'm the shaliach. He's making that bracha. Now, so if you're making the bracha to say with Shem Malchus, Chazal did not want to go that far. They did not want to go that far and say, you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, to be the agent. You have to put this into Hebrew, to be the agent to take the prayers of the Jewish people and to bring them and to channel them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not davening. It's not my prayers. Because if it was my prayers, then you don't make a bracha when you daven. Because the davening itself is the bracha. But you're an agent. You're an agent. You're a person who is doing a service. That you make a bracha. So make the bracha. Chazal, somehow they held back. They didn't want to go say the full bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, because after all, you are after all davening. You are after all also saying the Shemona Esrei for those who are ignorant. You are after all also praying on behalf of the people. You're doing the other elements also. It's not the only thing you're doing. So to go so far and say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam may be a little bit pushing it, but still don't forget, it's different. The role of the Shliach Tzibur is a completely different ballgame. A whole different type of representative of what his mission is. Okay.
I would say the same as the Kohen Gadol, she'll say the Avodah b'shvil Am Yisrael. It's the same thing.
Same idea. He does it on the behalf. It's not perfect. But
the Shliach Tzibur.
You're presenting, you're taking the tzilos of the tzibur. Right, exactly. It's once a year. The Baal Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is an entirely different league, and this tefillah really says it all. It says it all. Now, it's interesting, though, that we have the part that has the bracha. It's interesting that it got itself involved in the major controversy of mentioning angels in reference to prayer, because a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael did not like that. Comes to tefillah, there are no intermediaries. You speak directly to Hashem. Okay, where I daven in Chaim Berlin. They don't go for this. The whole yeshiva world, they take out machnitz rachamim. They take out those expressions in the slichos that say that the malachim should come in and help us and take the prayers to Hashem. They don't like that. Because when it comes to pray, you pray direct. There's no intermediary. Gives off the wrong impression. Even if you'll have some pshat, you'll come up with a brilliant insight how to explain why it's not a contradiction. It sets a tone that many people do not like. And because of that, it's very unfortunate that there are people that don't say this. And it's so sad because by not saying this, you know what they end up doing? They end up taking out the bracha. There are people that just omit the entire Yehi Ratzon. Chaval. Because by taking out the Yehi Ratzon, why? You can't say this. I can't say Shakol Hamalochim Shein Poile Hab Tefilas Yaviu Tefilasi Lefnei Chisei Chavadecha. Oh, no way. They see this, they go berserk. They lose their minds when they see this. I'm not saying this, no way. You don't know Malachim. We talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do? They take a big, big black magic marker and they wipe out the whole paragraph. That's not necessary. You can take out the Yehi Ratzon and you can still say the end of the Nusach. You can say, don't say from Shekol HaMalachim. You just say HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, HaNeroa, Kel Elyon, Eke Asher Eke. And then you say, I don't know how if you say the tzaddik, but you can say ki ata shomea tefilas amcha Yisrael berachamim baruch ata shomea tefila. Just because you don't like the malachim doesn't mean you have to cut out the bracha, because the bracha at the end transforms the role, the mission of the Baal Musaf into something completely unique that you'll never ever have. And it's a chaval, because I'm telling you as a fact, many people do not say this Yehi Ratzon because of the malachim, and they blow it literally on Rosh Hashanah. They ruin, they take out the bracha. And that's horrible, because the bracha at the end is where you completely transform the purpose and the role of the Baal Musaf. All right, one other thing about this is the word hinnini. Now, there are many words in the dictionary for the word I, with a capital I. What are the two most, I, hinnini. What's the most popular word for hinnini? Another word, anochi. Who is the one who said anochi? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What would be so bad if you would start off the Nusach, Anochi He'ani Mima'as? What would be so bad? Anochi He'ani Mima'as. What would be so bad if you would start off the Nusach, Ani Ani Mima'as? There's another word called Ani, Ani Anochi. So this is one of my favorite verloch. In Parshas Yisro, there are two major topics, Yisro and the Aseres HaDibros. How does the Aseres HaDibros begin? Anochi. When Yisro introduces himself to Klal Yisrael, how does he introduce himself? Ani Yisro, Chosencha, Boilecha. Ani. Two beings introduce themselves to Klal Yisrael in one parasha. Yisro and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam used the word Anochi, and Yisro used the word Ani. What's the difference? So this is a grammar lesson from the Radak. The Radak says the word Anochi emphasizes the noun, whereas the word Ani is meant to de-emphasize the noun, but to emphasize the verb. In the classic example, let's say you have the word Ani Yoshev. Verse, Anochi Yoshev. What is the difference between saying Ani Yoshev versus Anochi Yoshev? They are both translated exactly the same. The difference is, when you say Ani Yoshev, you mean to say, it's not important who is sitting. What's important to know is that I'm sitting and I'm not standing. That's what's important. The verb. When a person says, Anochi Yoshev, he's saying, it doesn't matter if I'm sitting, I'm standing, I'm leaning, I'm lying. What's important for you to know that it's me, it's I, and not you who is involved. The word Anochi has an emphasis of the noun. Who is the subject? The word Ani has a connotation. It's not important who the subject is. It can be anybody. It can be a monkey. What's important is what is happening. Is the subject sitting? Is he standing? Is he upside down, right side up, left, right? The action, the event is what is important, not the person. When HaKadosh Baruch gave us the Torah, he said a lot of things. But the only thing that really counts is Anochi. To know there is a Ribono Shel Olam. When Yisroi came to Klal Yisroel, he said, Ani Yisroi Choisencha Bo Eilecha. It's not important who I am. It makes no difference. The only thing that's important that you should know, Klal Yisroel, is there's a person who wants to join you. I want to be part of this. There are people out there who want to be part of Klal Yisroel. It's not important. Now, in the Haftorah is Yeshaya. When you blame Parashas Yisroel, what is the Haftorah of Parashas Yisroel? The Maisa Merkava of Yeshaya. And how does Yeshaya introduce himself to Klal Yisroel? Hineni. Hineni.
Okay, there are... Planning board, you cannot deny because of traffic.
Okay, there are three words. Yeshaya, Hashem is coming to recruit some good men for the service. And how does Yeshaya, how does he introduce himself? Hineni, Sholcheni, send me. So the Parsha has Ani and Anochi. And the Haftorah has Hineni. What is Hineni? It is the synthesis of Anochi and Ani. It has the milus of both. It has
There is one more place.
Yeah.
Kedat Yitzchak. Hashem Koel Avraham, Vayomer Hineni.
Hineni.
That means I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to do whatever you want.
The laning of the second day. Right.
And Yitzchak asking also the same thing. Hineni Bini. I am ready and,
ready and willing. I'm ready and willing. The word Hineni is the mylois of both Ani and Anochi. Hineni carries the humility. I'm a nobody. It's not important who I am. And it also carries the humility of the word of Anochi. Anochi has the Anochi has the Milo of it's not important. What is Anochi? Anochi means it's important who I am, but it's not important what I'm doing. Hineni means anyone can be the Shliach Tzibur. I don't view myself in a role where I'm indispensable. Now, when you want to de-emphasize your action, you automatically emphasize who you are. When the Ribbono Shel Olam introduced himself to Klal Yisroel, let's review this point. When Hashem introduced himself to Klal Yisroel, he said, Anochi. What's Anochi? The main thing, Klal Yisroel, you should know more than anything else is, I am the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm giving you tayag mitzvahs. It's not the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. Let's not get carried away here. You better do the mitzvahs. No. But the purpose of the mitzvah, the goal of the mitzvah is anochi. There's a ribbono shel olam. So what does anochi do? It de-emphasizes the action. The Baal Tzvila, when he says hinini, he's borrowing from anochi that maila. What am I here for today? I'm standing in front of all of you. I'm leading you. Look at that. If not for me, there wouldn't be a minyan. You guys, you can't help yourselves. You people, you couldn't survive a day. You need me. You need me to be your representative, to take your prayers and bring them before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need me. You need me. So isn't that what Anochi does? So in order to say, no, you don't need me. The Tzibur, you really don't need me. I'm not here to lord over you. I'm not over here to go and show off and make believe that I'm indispensable and you can't live without me. If I wasn't davening for the Amud, we'd have a long line of other people that were davening for the Amud. So I'm not coming here to pride myself in doing something for you that you could not do without me. You can do without me just fine. But on the other hand, I'm not going to say Anochi, because Anochi means I'm a great person. Even though I'm coming to de-emphasize what I'm doing, but still, you know who I am? You know who I am? I'm a great person. That's also Gaiva. So what would be the other solution? To say Ani. Because when you say Ani, you say, I'm a nobody. But if you say you're a nobody, Ani, you're coming to shift the emphasis on Boilech. You need me. You people, you need me. If not for me, you wouldn't survive a day. So the word hinini is the most beautiful word, because hinini takes the mailos, the humility of anochi and the humility of ani, and synthesizes it into one word. When you say hinini, what you're saying is, personally, I'm a nobody. And what am I doing for you? Open up the phone book. You can find another million people that can do the same thing. So I'm not an important person, and what I'm doing is not important. It represents the ultimate humility. Hinini shalcheini. Vayomer Hashem Avraham 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 Vayomer Hineini. Hineini is the synthesis of the humility of both. Of both Ani and Onoch. Okay, so far, what we have done so far? So far, we've gone over here through Bechlal, this introduction, which we never do. We never have such an introduction like this. The uniqueness of the silence, which can drive people out of their mind. What in the world is he thinking about? I once heard from a rabbi. He said, "There's nothing that drives Baal HaBatim more nuts than davening a long Shemona Esrei." When you daven a long, when the rabbi ordinarily davens, a fast Shemona Esrei, they wait for him, and he davens, 5 minutes Shemona Esrei, 4 minutes Shemona Esrei, and one day he starts davening a 10-minute Shemona Esrei, and they're waiting for him, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. They go out of their minds. There's nothing that really shakes up people when the rabbi davens a long Shemona Esrei. When the shliach tzibur, he says hinini and he's silent for a few moments, it's a jarring experience for people. We discussed the uniqueness of the hinini, the role of the hinini of the shliach tzibur is different than what he does the entire year round, in that he's not a reader for a person who doesn't know how to read. He's not praying for someone else. He has a job. His job is to transfer. He is a broker. He is a mailman. I don't know. He's an agent. And because he's an agent, it's not prayer. I mean, it is obviously it's prayer, but the nature is so different. Where your role is to take their feelings and emotions and present it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it adds a new dimension that's outside the framework of just ordinary prayer. Ordinary prayer, you don't make a bracha. But when you're acting as an agent to take the feelings of people to bring it to Hashem, you're doing a job. That job, Chazal instructed us that it should be done. And since Chazal gave us instructions, we should make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot tzivanu to be a shliach tzibur. We're not going to make the bracha Shema Malchus, because the shliach tzibur is still doing other things as well. He's still also a reader. He's also saying prayers. So therefore, we don't go all the way, but we do something that we never do, to have a half blessing. Can we discuss the uniqueness about the malachim, which is a very interesting thing, different opinions about the malachim. Also the uniqueness about saying the sigar besotan leval yastinuni, mystical things that the whole year round we don't really talk about. Who knows about the satan? We're not into these type of things, but yet for some reason in the hidden we emphasize this idea of these. Now I want to go a little bit further. Now the truth is, this is not the only prayer for the Baal Tefillah. There are two more prayers for the Baal Tefillah in Musaf. There are a total of three prayers. The next prayer is Heyei in Sheluchei Amcha Beis Yisrael. This is a beautiful, beautiful piyut. And it said, it's in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. And there are many minhagim as to who says this. In Nusach Ashkenaz, almost probably everyone here, the minhag is pretty standard, that the Shaliach Tzibur is the one who recites Heyei Im Pifiyos Amcha Beis Yisrael. This is right before we begin Olein. Right before we begin the 10 Malchios. And there are three parts to Shemone Esher, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Malchios, Zichroinois, and Shofros. And before we begin to the Ikar of the Shemone Esrei, before we begin the Avoda, the Shliach Tzibur now is where his real role is coming into play. So there's a prayer right after Oleinu in Chazaras Hashatz. It begins Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Heyei Bi Im with Pifiyos, the mouths, Sheluchei Amcha Beis Yisrael. Be with them. Help them. Help the Shliach Tzibur be successful. Ha'omdim Hustin Levakish Tefillah Prayer v'sachanunim, supplication, milofanech, alamcha beis Yisrael. The very, very beautiful, eloquent words. Hoireim, masha yomeru. Teach them what to say. Havineim, masha yidaberu. Inspire them to understand what they shall speak. Hashiveim, masha yishalu. Make them request. Hashiveim, it's an expression of inspire them to know how to respond what they should ask. What?
Answer them.
Hashiveim ma'avim. Answer, respond. I'm sorry, you're correct. I'm sorry. Hashiveim, answer ma'she yish'alu, what they request. Yadeim, let them know heich yifo'eru, how to glorify you. Be'or ponecha yahalechun, let them go in the way of light. Berech l'cho yichru'un, they bow before you, their knees bow before you. Amcha b'fiyam yivarechun, their people with their mouths do they bless. U'mibirchos picha kulam yisparachun, through the blessings of their mouth are the people blessed. Amcha l'fanecha ya'avirun, v'heim batavich ya'avar. It's very beautiful. Your people pass before you, but they, the leaders, the shluchei tzibur, they pass in their midst, they're in the center. The eyes of the people depend upon them, the Shluchei Tzibur, but the Einehem, their eyes, L'chom B'yachlis, they yearn for you, Hashem. The words here are very poetic. Goshen, they go near Mul Aron HaKodesh Be'ema, L'shachkech Kas V'chema, in order to calm anger, V'amcha misa mas bivim oisam kachayim, the people surround them like a wall. V'yata ben hashamayim tashkech oisam l'achayim, you look upon them to have mercy. And it goes on and on, it goes on, there's another whole section over here. Who says this? Who is the one that recites this? Again, in Nusach Ashkenaz, this entire section is recited by the Shliach Tzibur. In Hasidic worlds, the Shliach Tzibur sits, he actually sits down. Can you imagine by the Rebbes? Some of the Rebbes, they bring a chair in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, and he takes a seat. He doesn't bend his knees, doesn't close his feet. I think they actually bring, even if he's a young man, even if he's a young, healthy person, I think by some circles, they bring a chair, he doesn't break his feet apart, and the Shliach Tzibur sits down. And then the Tzibur, or the choir, they sing this. Because this really is the prayer of the Tzibur, and they are now praying for their, they are now praying that he should be successful. And in some place, they both say it, or they break it up. First, he says the first half, they say the second half. We don't, again, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you're not going to see this. Nusach Ashkenaz, the Shliach Tzibur, he says it. There's some very beautiful melodies. I was very moved in Lakewood. Lakewood, I got a hold of the Nusach of a Torah V'das Nusach. I think the nicest thing in the entire Nusach for me, everyone is different. The thing that I enjoyed the most from the entire Nusach from beginning to end is the melody, how they sing this. How they say this whole thing, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Heye in Pifio Shluchi Amcha Beis Yisrael. It's very, very powerful. Very beautiful, the melody of how this is done. Okay, to each his own. In some shuls, they don't make much of it. They just, you know, 1, 2, 3. It would be horrifying to me to hear of a rabbi this year would take it out. This year, everyone, the machzor for the Yomim, for the Corona year. Okay, the machzor, I think it's pretty scary.
It's the abridged version.
The abridged version. We already, I got news for you, Rabbi Stein. We already have the abridged version. Every shul today already says the abridged versions. No one today is saying piyutim. The piyutim that we say are already the bare bones. The only difference maybe is that during Birchus Kriyashma, Birchus Kriyashma, from Baruch Hu until you get to Shemona Esrei, there are still some shuls that say a few more piyutim. And already many of those shuls themselves already cut out all those piyutim already. But during Chazar Sashatz, we are already down to the basics. It's already, what are you going to cut out? You're going to cut out, no one's going to cut out V'chol Ma'aminim. No one's going to cut out Nesana Toikef. No one's going to cut out, what are you going to cut out already? You're going to cut out these Elokeinu Avoseinu, Hayei?
Aleinu.
You're not going to cut out Aleinu. You're not going to cut out the, so you're going to cut out
Elokeinu.
You're not going to cut out Kerach. No way. No one's going to do that. No one's going to cut it out.
We already,
you don't understand something. The art scroll has already done us the favor in the Global Village of producing the Corona version of Shemona Esrei.
No, we have to keep Elena because we have to take a knee.
Look in the back of the art scroll.
They have very little. There's a lot more that they did not put in the back, that they could have put in the back. There are many, many piyutim that they don't have in the back. And if you get other machzorim, you'll see how many people there are. There's a lot that it's already been simplified to a very, very large degree. In any event, after there's a third prayer, and that is oichila. After the tzibur says Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, then it's very serious. And oichila, if I'm not mistaken, is probably one of the only things that no one has yet tampered with. Everyone says oichila in the same melody. V'chol ma'aminim, everyone has their own tune. L'kel aruch din, everyone has already their own tune. The psukim, chazar sashatz, every shliach tzibur. How many things are still universal? Aleinu to a degree, not even that, but to a degree. Everyone sings the same aleinu. Avos, to a degree, the first bracha, me'gvurois, kedusha, most of it, not all of it, just at least a few little lines at least are still preserved And then everyone will start seeing their own nigunim, whatever, in the middle of Kedusha. How many things already do we all do the same? Ochila. No one has tear with ochila. Ochila lakel. I'm not about tefillah, but you all know that is something which you go to any shul you go to, they're going to say it the same exactly. And it's very serious. And what is ochila? Ochila basically is hinini. It's the same thing as hinini. Ochila is the same thing as lokeini lokavaseinu heyeh im pifio yishluch yamcha beis Yisrael. It's the third prayer for the shliach tzibur. It's by far the most serious. It's done in a very ominous way. They open up the Arna Kodesh. Everyone gets very scared. And let me read the words. I lost the place here. Fumbling around. Ochila means hope. Beautiful word. Tikva. Who doesn't want hope?
It doesn't mean prayer.
It can mean many things. That's the beauty. Over here in the Art Scroll, they translate, I shall put my hope. It's not the only translation, obviously. Obviously, there are many things you can read into it. Ochila lokel, I put my hope in Hashem. Achalefanav, I beseech him. I pray to him. Esh alom mimenu, I ask from Hashem. Ma'anei loshoin. That's a very beautiful expression. What does that mean exactly? I like how the art school did this. Eloquent speech. I like their translation here. I ask from them, from Hashem, ma'anei loshoin. Their translation is, I request Hashem that you give me the gift of eloquence. You know, they had this word in another part of the Nusach, and they changed it in the later editions. They had this word, pischoin peh lamayacha limloch. In Kedusha, they used to translate in the old editions, pischoin peh lamayacha limloch, eloquent speech. Hashem, great eloquent speech to those people who yearn for you. And the newer editions, they took that out. They changed it to something different translation. Obviously, they felt that there was not an accurate translation of the words pischoin peh. But here they still have these words, eloquent speech, ma'anei loshoin. Obviously, you can analyze these words and come up with many other possible translations. Asher bekahal om ashiru uzo. In the assembly of the people, I sing Hashem's might. Abia is to express. Rinanos. Rina. Ba'ad mifalov. Regarding his deeds, Hashem's incredible deeds, I'm going to sing to Hashem. La'adam ma'arche lev. Hashem has given man the arche lev. What does it mean, the arche lev?
Longevity?
No, the arche, the arrangement.
Oh.
Over here, like an army, a battalion. Hashem has given man the arrangements of his heart. Umei Hashem ma'ane loshem. But from Hashem comes the eloquence of speech. Everything obviously is subject to interpretation. I'm not prepared. I don't know. Hashem sefasai tiftach ofi agiti lasecha. And then yehiyu l'ratzonim refiv ha'yil l'bi l'funach Hashem tzur goli. Some places they say this loud. In some kilos they say it quietly. There are different minhagim as to say yehiyu l'ratzonim. Different way, different techniques. Bottom line is, there are three sections in the Nusach of Musaf where we pray for the success of the Shaliach Tzibur. Three separate sections, which is very surprising. Why the repetition? Why the redundancy? Hinini, Heyei im Pifio Shluchi Amcha Beis Yisrael, and Ochila. Three separate, independent sections praying for success for the Baal Tefillah. Why? Tough question. I don't have a good answer, but there's one thing I want to point out that I came across that I find to be very interesting. There are three different places in the Mefarshim that speak about Baal Tefillah. The Rambam has a description of the model Baal Tzvila for the whole year. The Ramah, he writes about the qualities of the Baal Tzvila for the Yomim Noiroim. And then in Shulchan Aruch, there's a third section that talks about the Milos, the qualities of a Baal Tzvila to Davin on a Tainis Tzibur. And they're all very different. The Baal Tzvila that we put up on a Tainis Tzibur is not the same Baal Tzvila that we put up on the Yom Nerom. And the Baal Tzvila of the Yom Nerom is not the same Baal Tzvila you put up the entire year round. They each have a very different role, and therefore they have a different set of requirements. We all know the Rama writes that the Baal Tzvila and the Yom Neroim should be married. And the Baal Tzvila on the Yom Neroim should be 30 years old. It doesn't say anywhere the Baal Tzvila the whole year round should be married and 30 years old. Nowhere. And it doesn't talk about, and doesn't speak about on a tiny Sibur that the Baal Tzvila should be married or be 30 years old on a tiny Sibur. There it says that he should be poor and have children at home who don't have what to eat. Doesn't mean he has a wife. It means yes, he says home with children, doesn't have what to eat. He feels their pain. And during the whole year round, it says that he should be a chacham. He should be a Talmud chacham. I guess he should know the halachas. Okay, they're different. I'm not going to go. You have to go through the different qualities. Here, I have it right over here. Okay, the whole year round, it says in the Rambam, Ein memanin shliach tzibur el godol shebitzibur b'chochmosoi uvema'asav, in wisdom and good deeds. That's a Baal Tzvila the whole year. Rosh Hashanah? No. We don't want a Zakein. Tell the Zakeinim, stay home. But it says, doesn't say Zakein. The Ramah says, V'yidaktiku l'achzor achashlech tziva ha'yoyser hogun v'ha'yoyser godol b'toyro uv'masim she'ev shalim so she'spal tzlichos. V'yomim le'ram, v'shiye ben shloishim. That's not a zokain. Shanim, 30 years old. That's not a zokain. Far from it. Gam sheyehe nosui. Doesn't say that. Special requirements for the yomim le'ram, a different type of Baal Tzvila. And then what happens when there's a tiny sibur? There's no rain. Umamidim lefnei, this is a Mishnah. Okay, this is not a Rambam, this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Lefnei ateva, zokein, virogel, v'yeshloi bonim. It doesn't say the Shliach Tzibur and the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur should be a children. It doesn't say that. Rosh Hashanah, it says he should be married and should be 30 years old. Doesn't say children. Maybe 30-year-old is too young to have children. Doesn't say. But on a tiny sibur it says the yesh loy bonim ubeisoy reikam, he has children, his house is empty, kidei sheyehe liboy batfila, he should really be davening. So here this is my sender, this is not his idea, I'm just taking from a sefer, I just came across this is Rav Yitzchok Sender, the commentator is Rosh Hashanah. But in passing, I came across this, which I find to be fascinating. Three different Baalei Tefillah. They're very different. Different roles, different dimensions. And to me, it bothers me to no end. Why do we have three separate prayers for the Baal Tefillah on the Yom Neroim? Hineni, Heyei im pifio shluchei amcha beis Yisrael, and Oichila. What's going on? So he'll answer me, one he says himself, the other the Tzibur says, and the third together. I'll give you a very balabatish answer. The Hineni is for the Shliach Tzibur himself to pray. The Heyei in Pifiyo Shluchi Amcha Yisrael, that's for the Tzibur to say for the Baal Tzvila. and oichila is together. Together. The tzibur, they all stand up, they pay attention, they're working together.
Oichila is what about tefillah?
I'm not so sure.
I asked.
Okay, all right. Okay. He says it for sure. There's no question he says it. There's no chiluki min hagim.
No, but he said not that the tzibur should not say achila.
Okay, they're right. They're not saying achila, but he's the shliach tzibur. He's saying it in their presence. They open the aron. They're all standing. They're all around him. He's saying it. But they're cheering him on when he says it. When he says Hinini, it's a private prayer. That's clear as day. When they say Hayyim b'fiyushlicham chabayishol in many shuls, he doesn't even say it. The tzibur says it, so he's not even involved altogether. Oichila, he must say it. That's a given. I know that. That's a given. But they open up the aroin. Everyone stands up. He says it loud. They all sing along with him. They all sing those little pieces. Oichila laka. They all sing together. It's a certain type of unity. All right, that's a very balabatish answer. But I think obviously the real answer lies in what we just read, is that there are three different types of Baalei Tefillah. There's a tefillah for the Yamim Noroyim, a tefillah the whole year round, and there's a tefillah for a tiny Sibur. And Rosh Hashanah is not a tiny Sibur, even Yom Kippur. Let's be clear. It's not a tiny Sibur. It's a different. It's a whole different league. You don't learn Vayechal on Yom Kippur. Even Yom Kippur when you're fasting, you don't learn Vayechal. You don't learn. Why not? It's a tiny Sibur, right? It's tiny Sibur, learn Vayechal. No, it's not a tiny Sibur. It's different. It's a day of Slicha V'chapara. We're not focusing on a specific Tzara. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's not the whole year round. Yet, even though it's not a time of Sibur, it's not the whole year, it's Yom Ne'orim, we see from this, the Mishnah, the Rambam, the Ramah, there are different types of Baalei Tefillah. There are different dimensions in the Baal Tefillah. And it has to be that each one of these tefillos is coming to address another dimension in the role of the Baal Tefillah. When he says Hinini, that's the role of the Yamim Noroim. When he says Chayeyim Pifio Shluchi Amcha Yisrael, I'm not sure which element that is. That's that would appear more to be as just a regular Baal Tefillah, our representative. And when he says Oichila is more, you get the impression it's more of like the tiny Sibur type of element. Even though Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not a tiny Sibur. But you can't deny the fact that what are you praying for? There is an element of pachad. So I'm trying to suggest is to borrow, just like we find there's a Mishnah, there's a Rambam, and there's a Ramah, that breaks up Baalei Tefillah in three different categories. They're completely separate, high luchud v'high luchud. But that's the ikar. Your Shana Yom Kippur, the ikar is, it's a Yomim Noirohim Baal Tefillah. That's the ikar. But you can't ignore, he's also a tiny Sibur type of Baal Tefillah. A little bit tiny Sibur, even though we're not fasting in Rosh Hashanah. He's also there for that purpose. He's also going to be Moitzi the Rabbi Midei Chayvasan. The Hinini with the Bracha, Baruch Atah, Shamea Tefillah, is a prayer to be Matzliach in the Ramah. The Ramah's din of a tiny of the Yom Noroim. Heyeim pifio shluchi amcha beis Yisrael is the din of the tiny sibur, should be might say the achirim yidei chayvasan. He's our leader. He's moitzias. He's the chacham. He's the balmaisim. He's the zokein. He's gonna guide us. He's like the regular tbaltil the whole year round. Oichila There's a desperation in Achila. When you come to Achila, you feel the pachad. That's the element of the tiny sibur baltfila. Each one of them needs success. The Mela, we have to have three separate tfilos on behalf of our Baal Tfila. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day.
Okay. You have a shtar for me for Musaf?
I wish. I'll come listen. Huh? I'll come listen, especially to hear you say those words.
I'll give out masks. And earplugs at the same time.
This joke you're gonna love, Mayor. It was about Tfila who said, I'm not saying, he says, I'm not, know why? There's only one person I'm terrified of. My wife.
That's why he's lucky. She's on the other side of the mechitza.
So this fellow says he wants to.
He would daven all year straight if he could.
Gesundheit. Okay. He has to wear a mask. I'm required by law. Not that I'm.
No, you have to wear a mask. He said he'd wear a mask.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't have to ask him.
Halavai. Kol hakavod.
I moved the sefer to the yeshiva, and for Shana Rabba. We're going to make a Mishnah Torah. I want you to learn.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you want the yeah.
The layout is not...